set made its own curfew. This was just as well because Gavin was growling continuously under his breath. Carrot came back from the next corner. "There's dwarfs on guard all around the embassy," he said. "They don't look open to negotiation, sir." Vimes looked down. They were standing on a grating. Captain Tantony of the Bionk Watch was not happy with this duty. He'd been at the opera last night, and later on he'd thought he saw things happening in a way which the Burgomaster had instructed him hadn't happened. Of course, the thing to do was to obey orders. You were safe if you obeyed orders. Everyone in the watch knew that. But these didn't feel like safe orders. He'd heard they did things differently in Ankh-Morpork. Milord Vimes would arrest anyone, they said. Tantony had set up a desk in the embassy's hall so that he could keep an eye on the main doors. He'd taken some pains to position his men around the inside of the building. He didn't trust the dwarfs on guard outside. They'd said they'd got orders to kill Vimes on sight, and that didn't make sense. There had to be some sort of a trial, didn't there? There was a faint noise from upstairs. He stood up carefully and reached for his crossbow. "Corporal Svelts." There was another little sound. Tantony went to the bottom of the stairs. Vimes appeared at the top of them. There was blood on his shirt and crusted on the side of his face. To the captain's horror, he began to walk down the steps. "I will shoot you." "That's the order, is it?" said Vimes. "Yes, stop there." "But if I'm going to be shot anyway, there's no point in stopping, is there?" said Vimes. "I don't think you're the kind to do that, Captain. You've got a brain." Vimes steadied himself on the banister rail. "Shouldn't you have called for the rest of the guards by now, by the way?"
"I tell you to stop."
"You know who I am. If you're going to fire that damn thing, do it now. But first, I suggest it would be a really good career move to tug the bell pull over there. What's the worst that would happen? You've still got the bow pointed at me. There's something you really ought to know." Tantony gave him a suspicious look, but took a few steps sideways and tugged the rope. Igor stepped out from behind the pillar.
"Yes, master?"
"Tell this young man where he is, will you?"
"He's in Ankh-Morpork, master,"
said Igor calmly. "See?" said Vimes. "And don't glare at Igor like that. I missed it when he welcomed me here, but it's true. This is an embassy, my son," he went on, walking forwards again. "And that means it's officially on the soil of the home country. Welcome to Ankh-Morpork. There's thousands of Ubervalt people living in our city. You don't want to go starting a war, do you?"
But, they said, my orders, you are a criminal."
"The word is accused, Captain. We don't kill people in Ankh-Morpork just because they're accused. Well, not on purpose. And not because someone tells us to." Vimes took the crossbow out of Tantony's unresisting hands and fired it into the ceiling. "Now send your men away," he said.
"I'm in Ankh-Morpork," said the captain.
Even in his current state, Vimes thought he recognised the harmonics. "That's right," he said, putting an arm round him. "A city which, incidentally, always has a job in the watch for a young man of ability." Tantony's body stiffened. He pushed Vimes's arm away.
"You insult me, my lord. This is my country."
"Ah." Vimes was aware of Carrot and Angua watching from the landing.
"But I will not see it dishonoured either," said the captain. "This isn't right. I saw what happened last night. You swept up the king and your troll caught the chandelier. And then they said you'd try to kill the king, and you'd kill dwarfs when you escaped."
"Are you in charge of the watch here?"
"No, that's the job of the burgomaster."
"And who gives him his orders?"
"Everyone," said Tantony bitterly.
Vimes nodded. Been there, he thought. Been there, done that, bought the doublet. "Are you going to stop me taking my people out of here?"
"How can you do that? The dwarfs surround us."
"We're going to use diplomatic channels. Just show me where everyone is and we'll be off. If it's any help, I can hit you over the head and tie you up."
"That will not be required. The dwarf and the troll are in the cellar. Her ladyship is, I assume she's wherever the Baron took her."
Vimes felt the little trickle of superheated ice down his spine. "Took her?" he said hoarsely.
"Well, yes."
Tantony stepped back from Vimes' expression.
"She knew the Baroness, sir. She said they were all friends. She said they could sort it all out, and then..."
Tantony's voice became a mumble, seared into silence by the look on Vimes' face. When Vimes spoke, it was in a monotone as threatening as a spear.
You are standing there in your shiny breastplate and your silly helmet and your sword without a single notch on the...